preliminary final integrity. David King runs the rule over Melbourne in a moment. An addendum to our big issue, which is Essendon. Sam Edmund back with us for Effective Freight Solutions. Get started with us today. Sam, what's going on with Essendon?
Morning again, Jared. Kingy. So Paul Brasher, the now we can call the outgoing president of the Essendon Football Club, decided that he would walk away from the club yesterday before this embarrassing loss to Port Adelaide. Now, the reason Brasher decided to do that was because there's still sections of the board, still now, that want an external review conducted on the football operations at the Essendon Football Club. The internal review, led by Sean Welborn and helped by Simon Madden and Kevin Sheedy, had come back. There were sections of the board that were unhappy with those results. It was put to a vote to then do an external review. Now, Paul Brasher felt, regardless of how that vote was going to play out, that his leadership had been undermined. So he took the decision that he was going to step aside from the Essendon Football Club before the annihilation at the hands of Port Adelaide. Now, David Barham has been on that board since 2015. Peter Allen is the vice president. My understanding is that David Barham put his hand up to take over as president, but that will go to a vote today. That is why the board is meeting to decide who the next president of the Essendon Football Club will be. Will it be David Barham or will it be Peter Allen? And all of this angst stems, as we said earlier, from the announcement a month after saying there was no review to be conducted of an internal football department review that had angst at the time, and that angst has festered over the course of the season, a 7-win season in their 150th year that's been so disappointing. And now it's cost, ultimately, Paul Brasher his position as chairman of the football club.
So there'll be a new president by the end of the day. I wonder what the immediate course of action is. So if that's if that portion of the board, which has been unhappy with the direction around internal reviews and has made that known in that room the whole way through, then assumes power, then all bets are off.
Yeah, like we said earlier, once the rudder changes hands, whoever's got control of the steering wheel takes over, and those forces that always want an external review, then the imagination does cast forward to what might happen from here. And clearly the people in positions of power at that football club in the football department, well, I think it's fair to say if there is, or when there is, a change of leadership, they're going to face some uncertain times.
Sam, thank you. Ooh.
Thanks, Jared.
Would it be too late to gazump the Kangaroos, or the, if it is to be the Giants?
So, if you're going to be the president by the end of the day, by nightfall, I'm pretty sure I'm in James Henderson's office right now. I'm going to be the president at the end of the day. Have I got 4 hours? Have I got 12 hours? Have I got 24 hours? Have I got 48 hours? Or am I too late?
You've had 12 months and you might be 24 hours too late. That's it in a nutshell, isn't it?
Wouldn't be a great picture of strategic direction, would it? But a new president has not only license to, but an almost an obligation to look at it all with a fresh set of eyes, not wedded to the pledges of loyalty of the past.
Do you reckon Jeff Walsh get another phone call today? Can you come down the road 20 minutes?
Run another review.
Do another one.